And now it's time for the adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's episode is entitled, Pinky Looks for a Lawyer. Today we're going to tell you about how Pinky Butcher made plans to sue the city. I know that sounds rather ridiculous, and you're probably wondering why. Well, it all started with the Tiddlywinks. 2 weeks ago, Yuki came to our house to play a game with Sparky. Sparky beat him decisively. Yuki got angry and went away for 2 weeks, and he thought he disappeared. Finally, he turned up again. He had been taking some special lessons from an old Tiddlywinks coach of his. He was playing another game with Sparky, and Sparky was indecisively again. Listen.
Everybody watch. Here we go.
Huh.
Did you see that? Did you see it? Right under the cup.
Yeah, what do you know about that? Did you see that, Buster?
Yeah, sure did. I have to admit, Sparky's a real Tiddlywinks player, all right.
Hey, Yuki. You haven't got a chance to win it. Do you concede the game to the lad? Yuki. Hey, you, why is your face so red? Yuki, don't you hear me? What's the matter? Aren't you talking, Yuki?
Look, as long as you fellas insist on making a farce of the serious and time-honored tradition of the game, I refuse to comment. The lad has another shot if he cares to take it, or he has the privilege of refusing to take his next shot, in which case he automatically forfeits the game in my favor. Now, what are you going to do there, Sparky lad?
Okay, I'll take my next shot. Now, this time I'll put the Tiddlywink snapper between my feet and shoot.
Oh, this I've got to see. Okay, go ahead, Sparky.
Quiet.
There it goes.
I did it. Okay, I win. I got all five Tiddlywinks in the cup. Hey, Yuki. What's the matter with you? Why'd you grab your Tiddlywinks game off the table? Hey, where are you going, Yuki?
Hey, where are you going there, Yuki? Listen, you're not going away mad again, are you?
You don't have to leave the tomb, Yuki. Where are you going?
I do not wish to associate with the likes of such people who make a farce of the time-honored tradition of the game of Tiddlywinks. Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, Yuki, Yuki, come on, you're not going away mad again, are you? Are you going to disappear again? Hey, where are you going?
Up to City Hall to collect that there $1,000 reward they're offering for my return. And now I bid you one and all, good day.
Well.
Well, Big John, what do you suppose Yuki will do after he collects the reward? That is, if he can collect the reward.
I don't know. I'm sure I don't know. What do you think, Mayor?
Well, there's just no telling what that feller's liable to do. Of course, I still say he won't be able to collect the reward. I don't see how he can do that.
Think he can, Mayor?
Oh, no. I've never heard of no such thing in all my born days. Who ever heard of a feller collecting a reward that was offered for his own return? Did you ever see any of those cowboy pictures on the TV, lad, where the cowboy is wanted, dead or alive, and he comes and turns himself in and collects the reward?
No, I don't think I have, Mayor. Not even Cactus Sam Saddle Soap does things like that.
I should say not. It's the Cactus Sam Saddle Soap. Who's he?
Oh, he's just a cowboy in a program I watch on TV.
Just another one of Sparky's heroes, Mayor. He's like Captain Jupiter of the Universe Patrol.
Oh, yeah, I see. Thought there for a minute Sparky knew about a for real live cowboy who was wanted dead or alive.
Hey, do you want me to tell you about Cactus Sam's last program, Mayor?
No. The mayor doesn't want to hear about Cactus Sam. Besides, we have Yuki to worry about.
What do you mean we have Yuki to worry about, eh, John?
Well, if Yuki does collect that $1,000 reward, there's no telling where he's liable to run off to.
Yeah, well, what do you mean by that?
Well, the reason Yuki disappeared in the first place was because he got angry when Sparky beat him in a game of Tiddlywinks, isn't that right?
Right.
Well, Sparky has beaten Yuki in another game of Tiddlywinks. And you have to admit, when he left here, he was pretty angry again.
Yeah, boy. He's not sure he was going to beat me this time. For the past 2 weeks, he's been up in East Antarctica, Illinois, taking lessons from his old Tiddlywinks coach, Cyrus and M. What's his name?
Yeah, creep slurp. And for that very reason, Yuki might decide to disappear again. Look, I'll tell you right now, I don't want to go through another disappearing act. Not on Yuki's part.
No, me neither. Well, what do we have to do to keep Yuki from disappearing again, fellas? Have you got any suggestions?
Well, it seems to me the only way we can make Yuki stay in town is to follow him wherever he goes.
Yeah, you might be right, Sparky. What do you say, Big John? Well, where would Yuki have to go to collect his reward? Well, he'd have to go up to the police station. Well, why don't we go up to the station house and wait for him to come out? If he collects the reward, he'll probably try to leave town right away. And then we can stop him.
Okay, up to the police station we go. There's an easy taxi cab. Parked in front of the bakery shop. I guess Yuki couldn't get a parking space any closer to the police station.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. Let's just stand here by his cab. We can see the front door of the police station real well from here. Right, and as soon as he comes out, we'll start walking down the street like as if we just happened to be passing by. You see that?
Yeah, and then when we pass him, we'll just start talking to him and keep him from taking the reward money and leaving
town. As if he gets the reward money. Personally, I don't think that he'll be able to collect it. Yeah, but even if he doesn't collect the reward, I wouldn't be worried about losing that room of tiddlywinks. I never thought he'd take such a thing so seriously. He sure was disappointed.
He's coming out of the station house. He's coming down the front steps.
Oh, yeah, that's him. All right, come on, fellas. Now, let's start walking down the street. And remember to act real surprised whenever we see him. You got that, Sparky?
Okay, come on, let's go. He comes down the street toward us.
Now, if we're going to act surprised whenever we see him, I think we'd better be doing something besides walking down the street and just staring at him like this. Let's carry on a little conversation.
What should we talk about?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Mayor? We'll talk about Cincinnati Reds baseball team. Well, what do you think the Cincinnati Reds will do in the National League this year, Big John? Oh, I think that they have a nice chance of ending up in the first division, don't you, Sparky?
First division? Why, they'll win the pennant, that's what.
Well, I hope you're right there, lad. What do you think of the Reds' new outfielder, Big John? You see him play any games at the end of last season? Looked pretty good to me.
Yes, he did. He looked rather good to me, too. I think he'll be one of the National League good stars within the next few years.
Oh, me too, Buster. Yeah, I think the boys will do well. Well, 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 what do you know? The crew's coming down the street here. It's our old friend, Yuki Butcher. Howdy, Yuki. Where you going there, buddy?
Well, what do you know? Hey, there's Yuki Butcher.
Sorry.
Well, nice to meet you,
Yuki. Just a nice surprise. Didn't expect to run into you, Yuki. You going anyplace special? Want to join us? We're just going down to the drugstore. Well, what do you know about that?
Yeah, he walked right past us without even saying a word.
Just stuck his nose up into the air and walked right by without even so much as looking our way. Hey, Yuki. Hey, Gus, me and the lad and Big John. Don't you see us? Hey, Yuki. Ain't you going to talk to us?
Yuki, you aren't mad at me because I think you're in a little old game of tiddlywinks, are you?
Listen, don't talk about tiddlywinks to Yuki, Sparky. That's a sore spot with him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to get him to talk to us, though, Buster. Look, he's stopping and turning around. Hey, what's the matter, Yuki? Are you mad at the lad because he beat you in a little old game of tiddlywinks? Oh, here he comes back.
I beg your pardon. Were you gentlemen talking to me?
Of course we were talking to you, Yuki, but you come down off that high horse of yours and talk to us like you always do.
I beg your pardon? I do believe you gentlemen are laboring under the grave misapprehension that you and I are on cordial and congenial speaking terms. To which I must inform you that you are laboring under a grave misapprehension.
Well, you don't say.
Why?
Is that so?
100% correct. Now, if you three very uncouth gentlemen will please excuse me, I shall continue on my way.
Now, wait a minute. See here, Yuki Butcher. Us three uncouth gentlemen are just as truth as you are.
Yeah, maybe even truther. I said and I repeat, I have got a very important engagement. So, you will please excuse me there, please. Little boy, will you please excuse me?
Well, Yuki, where are you going?
My dear little lad, I beg to inform you and your cohorts that that is my private business. However, if you must know, I will tell you that I'm going to see my lawyer.
Your
going to see your lawyer.
Why? Well, as you will recall, the city has displayed on various telephone poles a poster informing the citizens that the police force is offering $1,000 reward for my return. I have turned myself in at the police station, and the police force refuses to pay me the reward. So I'm going to sue the city.
You're going to sue the city?
That is right.
Well, boy, now I've heard everything. Sue the city. Well, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What do you know about that? Yuki winds up at the police station to turn himself in, expecting to collect $1,000 reward the police were offering for his return. Naturally, they won't pay him off. Now, Yuki says he's going to sue the city. Boy, I want to be there in the courtroom when that trial starts. I want to hear what happens. I'll see you in court, kid. So long.